You start feeding the cow at the same time and milking the same day, same time each day. She would never change, and she would go to her same stall each and every time. And we milked 20 head of cattle at a time. And there was 20 head of cattle that would always gather at the gate and wait until their turn to go to the barn. The next 20 head would come up and wait. That was a phenomenal thing that we have never understood. We never had to sort them. We never had to chase them. They were there to be milked at the same time every day. That's strange, isn't it?
Don't go to see Bosco, Madge.
Huh?
Don't go to see Bosco, Madge.
Yeah, that's right. But you couldn't get one of them in the wrong stall after she'd been in that stall at least twice.
Did you have any horses?
We only had a couple of horses.
Did they have a special lot or anything?
No. The only thing we had was an old collie dog. And she would go out when the cattle were a little bit late, or something was happening, they'd get delayed. Well, she was just about as well trained as the cattle, because she was on her way. She had the cattle in there every day.
But she wouldn't bring them in their lots of 20.
No, no.
They did that themselves.
They did that themselves. Once they were in the lots, we had three lots, about, I'd say about 50 by 150 on each side of the barn. And we'd bring the cattle in one side, open the gate, and so many cattle come in front of the lot in front of the barn. And then when they were milked, they'd go out the other side to the feed lots, or the feed barn. That feed barn was a huge thing. It was about 250-300 feet long, about 25 feet wide. And it was open on the south side, and it had doors along the north side, or windows, where we could raise up the shutters and throw the feed into the stalls. Just drive along the wagon and throw the feed through the windows into the feed bins. Gosh, I haven't thought about all this stuff in 30 years.
Did other people on small farms have a place where they'd bring their cows in to pen them or stake them so they can be milked?
Well, they used to have a milking post that tie the old Bessie to and milk her.
Where was that?
Well, in different parts. All our neighbors all had what they call their milking post. They had a post in the center of a pen where they used to bring their one cow in or two cows and tie her to that one post and milk out in the open in the filth, flies, one thing or another.
Did they have any special place where their horses were enclosed?
Oh, yes. Some of our neighbors raised horses, and they kept their horses in horse barns, they called their horse barn. I don't remember too much about them because we were always too busy paying attention to our neighbors.
I can see why. But did they have lots or corrals or pens or?
Well, they had horse corrals, I suppose. We used to have where we had a corral across the creek about a mile and a half from our milk barn where we used to brand our cattle, brand our calves, and dehorn our cattle. That was a ritual we had to go through every fall and every spring, branding and